I'm at a stage in life where juggling kids, family, sports, and business is extremely difficult. So I've got a 15-year-old that plays high school volleyball. I've got a 12-year-old that plays football, wrestles, and plays basketball. And I've got an 8-year-old that's involved in volleyball, and I got a wife that coaches at a different spot. So juggling our life, especially in the fall, is difficult, but it's doable. So what we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about how to juggle sports, kids, family, and business and be successful. Now, are we like savants at this? No, we're detailed, okay? Between my wife and I, we have a plan and we execute this plan and it's manageable. Now, sometimes it's a lot, there's no question, but it's manageable. So let's go through the steps that we take. And again, somebody's out there that probably does this better than we are. I just know this works for us, and we got through another fall and did it pretty well, if I don't mind saying myself. My wife would say we did it pretty well too. So let's talk about some of the keys that we do in order to juggle sports, kids, family, and business in our life at this age. So number one is a sit down weekly and look at the next 2 weeks. So every Sunday afternoon after church, Jack and I come home and we sit down and we look at the next 2 weeks. We focus on the week ahead, but we kind of peek into the next week so that we know what's coming up. We sit there and we talk about practice times, days of the week, dinners, all those things. And we just sit there and say, okay, what are you doing this day? Where are you going to be? What about this day? Hey, I can't get the kids to school this morning. We go through every day, everything that we're all doing every day so that we can be extremely detailed from there and then make a plan from there. Okay. That's the first thing. Number two, you got to have good babysitters. That sounds silly, but you got to have help, because if you don't have help, you'll drive yourself crazy. So you got to have good help. You got to have babysitters that you can call to. You probably need two. We got one really good one, and we got others that we can kind of lean on, but you need two that you can call for help that can, hey, can you pick so-and-so up at this time? Can you get her to here? We're going to do this. We're going to take a date night. What? You got to have babysitters. So if you ain't got a babysitter, you need to find and vet good babysitters. Hey, here's the thing. Ask your friends. Your friends know, because they need babysitters too. Okay. The next thing is make time for dates with just you and your spouse, or you and your spouse and another couple. And I say this, even mini dates are fine. Hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, even small things. Why is this needed? Because you're pulled in so many different directions. And sometimes it's great to sit down with a nice meal and just look at your spouse and breathe deep. Now, you have the option. If you want to go and you want to talk about the week and all those things, you can do that. But sometimes it's good just to sit for an hour and a half and have someone be with your kids for an hour and a half or 2 hours and just be with them. It's not long, but what it does, it gives you a chance to recalibrate with your spouse, and it's good. It's healthy for your mind. It's healthy for your soul. It's healthy for your marriage. Because what happens is you go week after week after week and not having concentrated time with your spouse, and things can get off the rails and called resentment and things like that. Make time for dates. Next, never commit to anything without consulting your spouse. Let me give you the answer. Write this down. Here's the answer. Someone says, hey, do y'all want to come over so-and-so and do this? Here's what you say. Hey, here's what I need to do. Let me check with Jackie and look at the calendar and let me get back to you as soon as I can. No one gets pissed about that answer. So you give that answer, and then at that point, hey, if you don't want to do it, it's okay to say no. Or if you know in your mind that you can't do that, just say, no, we can't do that because of so-and-so. That's fine. It's okay to say no. Your family is the most important thing. It's okay to say no. But giving that answer, as opposed to saying, yeah, we'll be there, don't ever say, yeah, we'll be there, because there may be something that's come up that the spouse knows about that you don't know about, an extra practice, an extra game, something, a commitment that got put, whatever. Always ask the spouse and look at the calendar before you commit to anything. Next, always allow for margin in your travel time to and from practices and games. If it takes 30 minutes to get to the other side of town, allow 45. And I say that because you don't want any undue stress due to being late. Now, some people operate that way. My wife is not a huge on-time person, and so I had to kind of drive that ship. My kids like to be on time, but allow for margin in all travel times in anything where you're going. Okay, next, value the drive time. That means ask questions, talk to your kids, no phones in the car. Now, hear me out. Practices and games, time in the car, whether it be just across town or in town where you are, value that time. Sometimes we go to wrestling practices, and wrestling practice is about 18 minutes away. Ask your kids questions. Tell me about your day. Tell me about this. What are you struggling with? What's going on? How do you feel about this? Have them ask you questions. Don't take for granted anything. Anytime you have to sit with your kids, because we're going to blink twice, and they're going to be gone. They're going to be out of the house. Value the drive time with your family. No phones in the car. Now, obviously, if a phone rings and you got to answer it, that's whatever. But if your kids have got phones, no phones in the car, y'all talk. It may be the only time you get to talk that week. So value the drive time and spend time with your kids there. Okay, next thing, this is kind of practical, but and this may be obvious, but it wasn't obvious for us. Know the parents your kids play with and ask them for help. Great example. Last week, Georgia does volleyball twice a week, and Heath and Lindsay, friends of ours, their daughter Millie does volleyball. Heath called and said, "Hey, Brady's got a game at this time. Can you pick up Millie from volleyball and bring her to the game?" Absolutely. We were picking Georgia up. We didn't have a game that night. We took her over there. We dropped her off. We helped them out the next week. "Hey, can you get Georgia to volleyball? Tegan's got a game on the other side of town. Can you get Georgia to volleyball?" Absolutely. People want to help because they know at some point they're probably going to need your help. It's just reciprocity. But even if they can't help you, help them out. People love to help other people. Make friends with the people on the teams and see, "Hey, can you help?" Use them. Now, when I say use them, I don't say that in a negative way, but just use that help because it's extremely valuable. Think of dinner. You got to think of what you're going to have for dinner, because if you don't, two things happen. Number one, you eat crap. Number two, you eat out. And if you're eating bad food and you're eating out, you're eating bad food and it's not good for our bodies. Number two, and you're spending too much money because you're eating out dinner too much. Now, there are obviously times when you say, "Hey, let's go out to eat tonight and go do that." That's great. But if you don't, if you can plan dinner, make sure you have a plan for dinner on those particular nights. It will make life easier so that you're not ever having to say, "What are we going to do for dinner?" Plan dinner. Always have snacks ready. Now, what does this mean? So a lot of times, if your kids are playing sports, they need to be fueled properly. Have snacks ready. So we would do wraps, get wraps made, have wraps in the fridge so that they can just go by and grab it. You always want to have something in there that's healthy for them to eat. The next thing that we do, we usually overmake for dinner, meaning we make food for dinner and we make too much so that there's always something in the fridge. And so in case Jonna, who plays varsity volleyball, needs a snack or needs something to eat, she can always go in there and get something, and she's never having to wait a long time to cook something, okay? Last thing, this is important. In these seasons of life, you have to say no to things that take away from family time. I don't know how guys go and play golf all Saturday morning. I don't get that, and I'm probably going to get crucified for saying that because, you got to have time. I get that. But our families are important. The time we spend with our families are important. I don't have many hobbies. Doesn't make me a hero. I just don't have many hobbies because, you know what? I want to be with my kids. If you got hobbies, that doesn't mean you don't want to be with your kids. But, man, I just know that I want to be the influence that they have. I don't want the school. I don't want TV. I don't want a screen to be an influence. I want to be the influence. And so I want to spend time with them. Juggling kids, sports, family, business, and life in general is extremely difficult. This is what helped us. Do we meal prep for the week? No. Now, let me say this. Here's the cheat code that I have is I own a catering company, and we have food at my work all the time. So I will bring food home one or two nights a week. Is that a cheat code? Absolutely, that's a cheat code. So I will do that. But do we meal prep? No. Now, here is our cheat code. We will cook three or four nights a week. And when I cook, I always make extra, because I always want food. Like, for example, right now I've got chicken, I've got two burgers, I've got chicken noodle soup, and there's something else in there. I saw it today. I don't remember what it was, but I've always got food in the fridge so that if we need something in a hurry, we can go in there, make it, and have it ready. Now, the question is asked, do I meal prep? No, but what I will do sometimes is I will make on the weekends, I like steak. I like steak a lot. So I will make steak on the weekend, but I will cook one or two extras and always have it in the fridge. And I'll always have chicken in the fridge too. So do we meal prep? No. Do we make extra in order to have food to eat when we need it? Yes. I hope this helps you. If you want like this video, need more videos like this, please let me know in the comments. I'd love to help and love to just give our opinions on what we're doing for those types of things. Thanks, guys.